You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Concussus for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Well, bit of a, what should we call it, anti-climax tonight, Edward.
Yeah, it was a great night and the atmosphere was unbelievable, the ring walk and such a good first two rounds, and I'm gutted because I just think it would have been such a good fight. Thought Josh Warrington looked really good. Different fighter tonight. Lara would look strong and powerful still as well. They were really engaging in the second round, clash of heads. I had the ump because I thought Lara was looking for a way out of the fight. And then...
After two rounds?
Let me finish. Okay. And then I went, once the doctor called the fight off, I went and had a look and the cut was absolutely horrific. He wasn't looking for a way out. His corner knew how bad it was. It was cut from one side of the eye to the end of the eye. So, yes, I definitely got that wrong. Thank you for letting me finish. And there was nothing you could do. I mean, he couldn't continue. I just think it would have just been such a good fight. And it was warming up into such a good fight. But nothing you can do. We move on. And Josh Warrington lives to fight another day for sure.
As the scheming promoter you are, I'm sure you've got a date penciled in for... Is it Warrington Lara 2 or Lara Warrington 3?
Yeah, I don't know. No, it'd still be Lara Warrington 3. To be honest, that's a terrible cut. I mean, he's not going to be able to spar till November. You know, he won't fight this year. So for us, for Josh, it's a case of, will he fight this year?
Risk if he does.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, he's...
That's what he said.
Risk if Josh fights again. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, there's going to be opportunities out there for him to fight. He will want to fight Maurizio Lara. I want him to fight Maurizio Lara. But he shouldn't have to wait till February or March of next year to do that. When he's just done two rounds, he hasn't got a mark on him and he's fresh as a daisy. So it's not, oh, no, let's forget about the Lara fight. It's just, do we have a fight in between? Because I thought he looked good and I thought he looked like the old Josh Warrington tonight. And that fight, when it does happen, will be a cracker.
I think from all the circumstances that everyone predicted, and I said to Josh earlier that people were kind of backing you, but there were people that thinking that you were going to come unstuck again tonight, but we couldn't have seen that for nothing.
No, and it was a gutter. I've never had that before, to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever had a main event of a card as a technical draw inside four rounds, and sometimes I see it on other shows and I think, what a mare, and it was a mare. You know, I mean, I know that the night was great and everyone had a great time and the atmosphere was brilliant and the ring walks were electric, but just, if please, another two or three rounds, because it was just warming up so good. But we move on. Josh is healthy, Lara's okay. Like I said, one of the worst cuts I've seen, to be fair. And on we go.
Okay. Just moving down the card. Katie Taylor, points win over Jennifer Han. Mandatory defence, was she up for it as much as kind of them bigger fights or not, in your opinion?
You've been drinking?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was a good performance. I thought she closed the fight well. Han was strong and awkward as well. But she needs to, you know, Katie needs those big challenges. I think the Serrano fight, we just must make that fight now for early next year. I thought Conor Benn was sort of critical of himself, really. I mean, Granados went into his shell a little bit, but he's a wily fox, Granados. You know, he's experienced and he didn't want to engage. He wanted to frustrate him, but that's exactly what Conor Benn needs, that fight. 10 really valuable rounds. Was too reckless early in the fight and he was pumped because it was just a wild atmosphere. But there's nothing wrong with, going 10 rounds against Granados in a shutout. And he can move on.
Granados thinks he actually won the fight.
Oh, come on, mate.
Actually, there's some footage on IFL tomorrow that you'll see between Conor Benn and Granados actually arguing over who they believe won the fight.
Every judge, I think, of which two were international and one were British, I think, gave it every round to Conor Benn. Oh, no, actually, one gave it 97-93. One gave it 99. Yeah, one gave it. I did give Granados two rounds. I mean, could you have given him three? Maybe. He never won the fight. I mean, you can't win a fight just purely off the back foot doing absolutely nothing. So, you know, and Conor missed a lot, but he was throwing non-stop. He was hitting him to the body. He was hitting him on the arms. He won that fight comfortably.
Listening to Conor Benn in his post-fight, it seems like he's going to have a slight step up from what he had tonight with Granados, but not quite that kind of Broner, Amir Khan level next.
I mean, look, we've just done a new five-fight deal with Conor Benn. We've got a plan for him to become world champion. I've said before, we just got to stay calm here. You know, everyone's going, Broner, Poulter, all this guy. There's a long way to
go. You keep saying that.
No, but I want him to fight Broner and Khan, but I still appreciate there's a long way to go. I would put him in with Amir Khan in December. No problem.
What does Amir Khan actually, come and tell us, what does he actually think about that fight?
I don't think he looks at those younger generation of fighters and thinks, yeah, I want to fight them. But he might look at Conor tonight and think, actually, give me the money. And if so, let's do it. But
can Amir Khan earn as much money fighting? Yes. Conor Benn, then Kell Brook?
Yes. Absolutely.
As much?
Yeah. Because I will pay up for that fight. Because there's a fight I want to see. But, you know, I know people are waiting. So, Maxi Hughes, unbelievable performance. I mean, I'm so happy for him. What he's done over the last year and a half. The most improved fighter. I don't know where it's come from. But
he's having a purple patch.
Yeah, he's having a purple patch. The fifth round, I don't know how Strathon managed to stay in there. But fair play to him. They want a shot at Devin Haney now. I mean, that's a big, big step up.
Did you just disrespect Maxi Hughes the other day?
No.
By mentioning...
I said, if Strathon wins... he would could be an opponent
that
for Devin.
That was taken out of context then, if you said them words.
I did. Because he had to win. And then if he did win, I would have considered him. Will we consider Maxi Hughes for Devin Haney? Maybe. You know, it's down to the broadcast, isn't it? But listen, one thing's for sure, he's part of the team now. He's got some big fights ahead and he deserves everything he gets because it was another brilliant performance.
Ebony Bridges.
I thought she won the fight. I've seen some stuff people... you know, arguing which way it went. Close fight. She'd done her hand, in the second round? I thought she did enough. I thought all the hurtful stuff came from her. A great win from Hopi Price. This kid's really flying now. I believe he's going to go on and he should look towards domestic championships already. Good win for Jack Bateson. Mally Wright debut as well. And listen, it was a brilliant night. I just wish we'd have got another two rounds or three rounds. And on we go.
What are we going on to, mate?
We got Austria on Friday night with Filip Hrgović and Dalton Smith and John Ryder and John Hedges. And then on Saturday night, we've got a really good card in Barcelona. Leharaja against Sharap for the European title. Amy Timlin got a massive fight against Mary Romero. Kiko Martinez on that card. Cyrus Patterson on that card. Yusuf Kamari on that card. I'm missing someone else, aren't I? On that card. Something. Big night of boxing.
Little week gap.
And then AJ against Usyk at Spurs, 65,000. And then Milan. And then Liverpool for Smith Fowler. And then we've got a show October 16th in America, which we'll announce this week. October 23, Mexico. October 30, Dillian at the O2. It's non-stop, baby. Come on.
Short end of year banger. Christmas cracker.
Big coming in December.
What? How big?
Big.
Yeah, with who? Because everyone would have fought by then.
You'll see.
Your big names would have fought by then.
No, you'll see. You'll see. Right, come on.
What is it? One
let's go.
Is it one of your stack cards? Or is it a banger
it's
main
a
event?
Main event and a stack card. This is what we do. Come on.
Don't mug off the fans, mate.
I'll never mug off the fans. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.